Welcome back to the Food Trainers Podcast. I'm Lauren and I'm here with Kayleen.
Hi, everyone.
On a snowy Friday that we're recording this. Are you excited for today's topic? I feel like it's a very Kayleen-y topic.
I am excited. Am I trendy?
I feel like you have a better handle with certain of these things than I do on what's new and what's trending, maybe.
Maybe. So today we're going to talk about nutrition trends or wellness trends, I guess we should say. There are like so many lists out there from Vogue to even Whole Foods. There's some market research and research regarding what people are Googling. But to be honest, like we scoured all the lists and we picked what we thought you'd like.
And what we want to discuss.
Yeah, what we liked.
Exactly. Pick what we like, yeah. Hopefully what you like.
So this is our list, I guess. You can add a food trainer's list to that.
Right.
Based on questions like we're fielding or what Lauren gets from her sessions, some consensus from, you know, looking at all those other lists. And we'll run through 10 trends, starting with your favorite, Lauren.
Oh, I think you're right. I think this might be my favorite on the list. So we're going to start by talking, I think, wellness gadgets, tech with wellness in general is, I mean, we could probably do an episode just on that. So the category is definitely a big one. And when we asked on Instagram what you were interested in hearing us talk about, this came up a lot. So our first trend is Levels, which is a continuous glucose monitor. Kayleen actually said, we have to make sure we include Levels on the Nutrition Trend podcast.
I know. I feel like I just have been hearing so much about like glucose monitoring more than ever before, and not just for like diabetes, just like in general. So I was like, that's definitely a trend that picked up in the last year.
Exactly. So I, in case you're unfamiliar with Levels, it's one of them. There's two big platforms out there. I only have experience with Levels. It's a continuous glucose monitor, meaning it gives you a steady reading of your blood glucose level throughout the day. Low blood glucose is what we think of as like low blood sugar or hypoglycemia. These monitors, as Kayleen said, used to be used for diabetics only, but now it's clear that there's, you know, sort of information that in these readings for everyone. So when I test drove the Levels, when it was in beta testing, sort of before it got rolled out to a wider audience, it's basically you insert it, it sounds weird, but it's very easy, into your upper arm, and it provides a glucose reading to your phone, which was kind of just fun to track. The concept is definitely interesting. For me personally, I happened to have done it, I think like, I don't know, was it like post-summer or something like that? Like I was definitely eating very clean.
I think it was the beginning of the summer.
Okay. So it was like during a week, I think it would have been kind of more interesting in like a vacation week. I had started on a Monday, maybe a week. I did some of a weekend, but I had tried, you know, sort of finger pricks to get glucose rate readings in the past. One of the like resounding conclusions I got when I did that was that beans and legumes in general made it rise. But this time I like sort of tended more, it was more eye-opening how often I went low than high. Then again, I was thinking about it. I do use apple cider vinegar and our BFF supplement. I don't eat a lot of gluten. So maybe it was confirmation that what I'm doing was good for my blood sugar. I should note this was before I started intermittent fasting. I have one left. I should try it again and do sort of more, you know, sort of maybe testing of less healthy foods. Clients have found it helpful. Some have seen fruit really make it grow up. I'm so sorry. Go up. That's been one, like, you're right. You can get too much fruit. Clients have said they've tested different carbs, different snacks, and gathered some good information. The cool thing is you and I could eat the same lunch right now and we could get a different reading. So it is interesting. Would you try it?
Yeah, that's what's so interesting about it. I think I would. I realized I never asked you about putting it on. Like, does it feel weird?
Well, that's my thing. It's so funny. I just did one that we'll talk about yesterday. I'm like, I feel like if I can set something, anybody can. So I did the process. It's super easy. You cover it with, it's like this teeny tiny, the word's going to scare people, needle, but you cover it though with this circular sticker.
I found
that started to bother me, and clients have said the same. But I get annoyed with any like fake eyelashes. I don't like anything, you know, sort of extra. Anyway.
Do you like recommend it overall?
I mean, I think the technology is sound. I think it's worth doing. Would the average person, this is what I've talked to clients about, need to do this forever? I don't think so. You know, different from a step tracker, it starts to get repetitive. You're like, okay, I know my body does this during exercise, or I know I tend to wake, you know, so I feel like once you gather your information, unless you have a big lifestyle change, you wouldn't have to do it endlessly.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's probably good to maybe you get an idea and then from there you kind of know what's going on with your body.
Right. That's what I found.
Yeah. And then so trend number two is a newer gadget called Lumen. Do you want to explain this one?
Sure. So I just got mine. I was, as I said to you, I set it up yesterday. I literally got it, opened the box, sat on the floor and tried to set it up. So what the Lumen does is it's testing of this concept called metabolic flexibility. You can be a sugar burner or a carb burner. It's common when you're on a higher carb or sugar diet to be a sugar burner. Sugar burners are hungry more often, experience feelings of like, you know, crashing or low blood sugar because they're, it's not because they're not consuming enough sugar. It's because they're having those highs and lows. Or preferably you can be a fat burner. When you've either burned through the carbs that you've eaten, let's say overnight or something like that, or you're only eating a moderate amount, you'll lean more towards this way. At least I thought you would. More on that in a bit. But Lumen alleges like to measure what you're burning, what helps you burn more fat, intermittent fasting, watching your carbs, exercising. Those would be, if you're not interested in this device, things that can help you. That's what we help clients with.
Mm-hmm. So you got yours and you set it up. How's it going?
It's a funny story. So I unpack it, I download the app, I set it up, and then they have you test drive. It's sort of, it's like we had like these CBD or B12 vapes in the office. It's sort of like smoking. You like inhale and then it tells you to hold it and then you exhale.
Uh-oh.
I feel like I'm just not a good holder of my breath in general, but I do the exercise. It comes back and it's like you're leaning towards, it was like right in the middle, leaning towards, you know, not really burning either or burning more carbs maybe. Mm-hmm. And I had just had dark chocolate, so that mm-hmm. could explain that. But I was super annoyed because, you know, I like to like get a good score.
Yeah.
So then I'm setting it to charge and it says, before you be sure you store it with the cap on. And I'm like, cap on? There's a cap. So anyway, I was doing it from the wrong end.
Oh my God. So it was just not reading it right at all.
I don't know if it was right. I did it. I've now done it this morning and I did it after exercise to test. So stay tuned. Everybody was like, should I buy one on Instagram? We'll let you know. I'll keep posting about it.
Yeah. Sometimes these things like aren't that obvious. Like it's a little trial and error too.
Clearly not, but you know, and the other thing is I'm reading that you're supposed to relax before testing it each morning. I'm someone, you know, that wakes up a little revved. I even this morning woke up and was like, I think I probably emailed you. I have to do blah, 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 blah. And then I tested it. That they say can affect your reading. So mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. As you're describing like both of these things too, like something comes to mind, like, could some of this info be a bummer to you? Like what if my blood sugar is too high, like something like that?
It's a really good point that you make. And some clients trying levels have said things like, you know, one said, as I alluded to earlier, fruit is not my friend. And another was like, so it's fish and veggies or I'm screwed. Mm. So my thought on much of this is that it just gives you the information and we'll see with one of the other trends we're discussing. At the end of the day, we still have to make the behavior changes. I do think that there can be some eye-opening. I don't know if it's a bummer, but like, oh yeah, that's true. I also like devices like my Juve, my red light device, mm-hmm. the Theragun, which my whole family uses.
Yeah, same.
That's yours too.
Yeah.
It's less about data and it does something for you, the tech, right?
Yeah. Or you don't get obsessive. I worry about people getting obsessive with some things that give you stats.
Yes, point well taken.
Yeah. And then to name a few others, well, there's like the Lumen levels and then Fitbit Sense, like they came out, they have some new features there. There's the Whoop, which we actually, I think, mentioned on the previous episode too. You had mentioned it, but it was...
Oh, yeah. There was a different...
Not to get confused. Yeah. And then Nerve. So please tell us if there's any other that you're curious about too. These are just the few that we see a lot.
Yeah. I don't know if you know about Nerve. Maybe I think I
saw
heard about
a few ads. Yeah.
on like a running or a sports pod. It's an insole that I don't know if you could use it concurrently with orthotics, but it goes inside your shoe and then it tells you not only about your form, but also your speed, your distance. Kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the first part of it. And then there's also ingredient trends that we see a lot. So we're going from high tech to foods actually that have been around for hundreds or thousands of years, but are now considered trendy.
Exactly. High tech to no tech, I guess.
Right.
It's an interesting way to think about that.
I know. And one ingredient, this was actually one of Whole Foods' 2022 food trends, is hibiscus, which hibiscus is touted for lowering blood pressure, stabilizing blood sugar levels, kind of what we were just talking about. Maybe we should get on that before we try levels, and then providing immunity support. And there's also studies that suggest it may help boost liver health.
Yeah, I have to say that as we dug into hibiscus, we've carried a hibiscus product in the past. I was actually impressed with the amount of legitimate research in terms of products with hibiscus. There's this new drink out. I posted about it, I think, that it is called Ruby. Have you seen it online
at all?
I
really haven't, no.
I like it. I'm always a fan of anything in glass bottles. It comes unsweetened. It also comes sweetened. I was not a fan. I got a case, of course, but I was not. First of all, it came and some of them were broken. So I had this like bright red, if you've seen anything, hibiscus liquid everywhere. And then it just, some things don't fly unsweetened. It tasted like dirt. I have a really high tolerance for healthy and I tried it a few times. No.
Not a fan?
Not a fan.
But we love Beloke's Corazon tea. I think it has a longer name than that, but it's just
Corazon
like
Del Fuego or something. Don't quote me.
So pretty and so good. And then also Fire Brew, which we've like stocked a different like amount of those. They're apple cider vinegar. They have a hibiscus one. I think it's called Renewal, Hibiscus Renewal.
And then, I need some renewal.
Right. And then Hibiscus Brew is a new place in Brooklyn. I actually remember I passed by, I forget when, and I was like, oh, that place looks so cute.
Well, if it's near your sister, we have to have her go in for us. In terms of other benefits of hibiscus, it's used for UTIs, which we're always asked about. There's a lot of overlap with cranberry in terms of the benefits. I wonder if they're sort of similar in sort of makeup. It's used for colds, hangovers, dissolving phlegm. I've been weirdly, I don't know if it's a winter thing, weirdly phlegmy lately.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, TMI. They're just sort of like getting, like clearing my throat. And I was on the phone with a client who actually was clearing her throat. I'm like, can you drink something? She's like, I think you need to drink something too. She did. I love that. And it's a diuretic. Which
yeah.
Is
so
fun.
It's like what we call a delicious deep bloater.
Exactly.
And it's interesting you mentioned that because it's also high in vitamin C too. So it's kind of like cranberry in that sense and taste and red color and the vitamin C content.
It's true. Maybe a little like sort of less tart than cranberry if I were to describe it. Sort of, you know, it doesn't have kind of make you do that tart sour thing. I also may or may not have come across in my, you know, honest, I wasn't using these words, but a mezcal cocktail. I think I was looking up recipes. It was mezcal, hibiscus, and cilantro on Epicurious. We can put it in the show notes. My only thought was like maybe the cilantro will make it brown with the red, but sounded kind of good.
Maybe not the prettiest color, but yeah, that sounds like something you would drink.
Of course. And there are many things.
Okay, so we have the levels in lumen, hibiscus, and then another ingredient trend. This is number 4 on our list. Is it 4 or 3?
It's 4. We had levels, lumen, hibiscus, and
okay, so 4 is moringa, which was another one of Whole Foods market trends for 2022. And this ingredient is actually in our Vitality Greens powder. And I'll read from the Whole Foods blurb. It says, a traditional herbal remedy from Africa and India, where it has been used to fight malnutrition, moringa just might be the new alternative to matcha. Moringa powder can be added to smoothies, sauces, and baking, and added to protein bars. And I will also say that this has been listed on the TikTok food trend too. I'm just saying.
Yeah, see, we did cross-reference. It's interesting. Speaking of, I'm very curious, and you probably know more than me about this TikTok food delivery. Like, I think they're opening like 300 across the country.
Oh my gosh, I know. I think it starts in March. We're going to have to try it. I'm interested to see.
No, I'm curious. I don't even understand how it can work, but we'll check it out.
I don't know where the food's going to be coming from. Yeah, but
right. But yeah, 300 across the country, you have to figure there's going to be one close to New York City. Okay. So Moringa, I think first Whole Foods, let's not dismiss matcha. They're
very
different.
When I read that, I was like, Lauren might not agree.
Don't step on my matcha. Moringa has kind of been making the rounds in wellness circles for a while. I was trying to think when we got sent, like, I think it was like this Cooley brand. It was about 5 years ago. I thought it was like just an, you know, I kind of blew it off a little bit. I think I'll explain why it's really interesting. Of course, it's been around, as Kayleen said, for far longer than that, not used as like a wellness ingredient, but an actual, you know, fighting malnutrition, as you said. Mm-hmm. It has some interesting nutrients. It has B6, very important for metabolism, PMS, iron, if you're prone to anemia, as many greens have a little bit of iron, magnesium. It also has a little bit of protein. I'm not wild based on what I've researched about it, Moringa in the capsule form, although there is one brand that makes an interesting one. And what else about Moringa?
We saw it used in dressings, actually. There was a Moringa ginger vinaigrette, which sounds good. That's interesting. It'd have a little protein in there too.
Exactly. I think I had maybe done a recipe for one of our programs, not with ginger, but with the greens powder.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I think ginger would maybe make it more delicious than mine was. And there was the company that I like that I just mentioned is called Nutu. We will actually, by the time this podcast, they just sent us a discount code. So we'll pass that along on Instagram and in our newsletter. Make sure you're signed up. They're New York based and they make some skincare with Moringa. They make a dropper that I really like. I ordered a couple of other things just to test drive it.
So oh, yeah, we'll that'll be fun to try.
Posting more about that. Moringa is also a debloater. So maybe debloaters are trendy for the new year.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So what's next?
And then one more ingredient trend for this last year is number 5, elderberry, yeah. Which I feel like we've heard a lot about this just with all the like immunity talk going around the past 2 years.
Yeah, it's true.
This is really like, it's a delicious berry with immune boosting properties. We've had an apple cider vinegar and now we have our best-selling gummies from a really great company that are made with elderberry, sort of a good immune boosting little travel thing you can use or a little sweet treat post meal. I kind of have it and it tastes like candy. Like I can't lie. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is good.
Yeah. My son was laughing. We were just away. I had this little bag with these Martha Stewart peppermint CBD. They were like little candy cane bites with CBD. I had my bulletproof turmeric, no sugar gummies, our elderberry ones. I had it in this little mishmash. Don't worry, Kayleen, I didn't do it all on the same day, but I figured I'd travel with some treats.
Oh yeah, you know how to have fun there.
I know, I did. It was like a little Halloween bag.
Okay, so we had 2 gadgets, 3 ingredients, and now one company that's like all over my social is Chroma. Have you tried them?
I haven't, but I always look. We live in, you know, sort of a building, an apartment building in New York. I always look at like, what are people ordering? That's sometimes how I discover like new meal kits and things like that. And then I say to the doorman, who got that? And if it's one doorman, he tells me the others don't. But so Chroma is, I had seen it at like you did everywhere. I felt like I was reading about it in every, you know, newsletter and mm-hmm. magazine. And then a friend who I really respect her, like, you know, taste buds, and she is always up on everything, mentioned it on the soccer sideline in the fall. So I checked it out, you know, sort of looked it up. And if anyway.
Yeah. So people know Chroma is sort of like a cleanse, billing itself as not a cleanse.
Totally. yeah. I mean, I almost feel like it's, you know, it's the language that they use, which we'll mm-hmm. get to.
Pricey. So it's like $365 for the regular and then $475 for their deluxe.
Right. And it's like broths and porridges and matcha. So you mm-hmm. can get a lot of matcha for that money. I sort of want that. But so the deluxe, my friend said, is basically what she, of course, sprung for. Is she's like, I had to do the deluxe. And she's like, and it comes with this really cool frother. I'm like, which you could get on Amazon for like $9.99.
Right.
I will say that I hear this from every single client and person who's tried it. It's beautiful packaging.
Which we love, which does matter. Right. But like, what about the contents? Like, what is so great about it?
Well, I looked at it. And as you've seen with everything we've mentioned, I'm always happy to be the guinea pig and, you know, order anything and everything to try it for myself. I just felt that there was nothing that was that exciting. My friend was like, this porridge that I had. Everything's relative when you're on like a cleansey type thing. But she said, my friend was raving about this delicious porridge. And I looked at it and it's like, you know, there was like oats and oat powder and it just wasn't that interesting. And I said it to her, she's like, it has oats in it. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of like oatmeal. There was a matcha, there's a broth. I don't know, like for $500, I want something. And I think a lot of clients are kind of up on things too. Like I want something revolutionary. I want magic.
Or at least food. At least give me some food for $500. Yeah. I laughed when I read it says nourishment over starvation.
Right. Like, so is starvation the standard that like anything above starvation is okay? I mean, no comment. I think I would say Kroma is well marketed. They've gotten a ton of investing. Maybe if you're new to wellness, it kind of works in a lot of superfoods and it gives you a sampling of them. And if you have a lot of, you know, spare cash. So that's Kroma. The other delivery service ingredient, they've been around forever. We were asked about, though, I just wanted to touch on quickly that Saqqara makes Saqqara's metabolism powder. Had you seen that before we started researching?
So yeah, number 7 will be Saqqara. I have seen it. I feel like this is another one with like really good marketing and packaging, but I've just never tried it. And the ingredients in this powder, the main ingredients are raw cacao powder, coconut milk powder, L-glutamine, horsetail extract, kelp extract, Gymnema sylvestri extract, and coconut sugar. We love cacao, but like horsetail, everything else.
Horsetail also, again, like I didn't take such a deep dive into this one, but horsetail, I associate, it has silica in it. So it's hair, nails, skin. I wouldn't put it under the metabolism umbrella. Maybe I'm missing something.
I feel like they kind of promote things as like beauty stuff too. So maybe that's why that's in there. I mean, I read that like horsetail decreases absorption of some B vitamins. Like Mount Sinai website says it depletes thiamine, as does alcohol. So not great if like you're already drinking, also like nicotine.
I think there's like nicotine naturally in horsetail. I remember that.
So it also contains nicotine. I don't know the contents wise. And I'm confused, like maybe have like regular cacao and then take B vitamins for your metabolism.
Yeah, I don't see any magic here, but maybe, as I said, I'm missing something. I like some of Saqqara's offerings. Their like paradigm for nutrition is very different than ours, but in general, their food is very appealing. I think I always do say, like, if you're, I think, younger, because I think their portions are hearty and like new to healthy, I think it's a great option.
Yeah, I agree. And then number 8 is departure for us. It's a medication called Wegovy.
Right. So Wegovy, and this is why I always say I know lots of people in my profession like give up the one-on-one counseling and either go corporate or go clinical and go into research. That's all great. I couldn't write about nutrition and podcast without sessions because that's where I hear about a lot of things. So first I had one client, a long distance client who asked me about it. And I was like, no, I actually haven't heard of it. Then there was 2. Now I have a bunch. So I do feel like it's gaining speed. I was seriously anti just because weight loss medications have a terrible reputation historically. If you go back to like Benfen and things like that. And then I realized it's similar to a fairly safe medication called Ozempic, if people listening are familiar with that.
So we reached out to an endocrinologist we share like a lot of clients with, and they said, yes, it's a great medicine. It's been available as like in quotes, Ozempic for many years, but that was approved only for diabetics. Now it's been rebranded as Wegovy for all metabolic. Its main side effect is nausea because it slows digestion and decreases appetite quite a bit. Constipation is also a side effect. So patients may need Colace, Metamucil, et cetera.
Okay, this is clearly a doctor's point of view, but I do trust this doctor and his opinion a lot in terms of safety. We would obviously recommend magnesium citrate and MCT oil and our number 2 pills for constipation. Yeah. But anyway, anything else?
Yes, I'll continue. This is still a quote from them. Some early animal-based research showed slight risk for inflammation of the pancreas and thyroid, but I have not seen that actually happen. It has been miraculous for many patients because it helps them reduce food cravings, especially carbs, and allows dietitians to plan a diet without worrying about food cravings.
Many comments, but medically, I was concerned about the long-term use because mm-hmm. of those studies. And the doctor explained to us, we shortened it, but explained to us that as they often do in studies, it's like 100 times the dosage that any human would take. So this is a very conservative doctor who was not concerned. I will say that it's a very expensive medication and it's mm-hmm. not usually, it's either not fully covered or not covered at all, depending on your situation. So that's an important consideration and a deal breaker for many people. Clients do feel this initial decrease in appetite. Also the nausea you mentioned, they like one client is like, it's like I'm pregnant again. I'm like, okay, that's not
weird.
Morning sickness, I don't want to revisit. But like we said with the levels and also clients I've seen on this, we don't only eat out of hunger. Mm-hmm. So I see it as a jump start if clients ask, but I wouldn't suggest it long-term just because I've seen the effects. You sort of are like, yeah, I'm not that hungry, but I mean, you kind of override it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The moral of the story, I guess, is we have to do the work. Like as we said yes. in the resolution episode 2, like there's more to it.
Do the work.
Yeah. Okay. The number 9 on the trends list is gua sha, which I love it as like a wellness trend. It's a little off topic for us since it's not really nutrition.
But it's Kayleen's favorite, so we had to keep it on the list.
It is. Like, and it's all over TikTok and Instagram. I feel like it's promoted for like a few different things, like kind of for like facial sculpting. But
so maybe explain like what it is if somebody's like, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a Chinese medicine type of thing. I feel like that's where it comes from. I got my gua sha from this brand called Mount Lai, and it's like a jade, okay. like little stone, and it's used for like facial sculpting and massaging. And so you can like, I wish I could like show people because that's like all the TikTok shows you like, this is how you do it. But really,
Kayleen is like doing it, like rubbing a line from her chin to her ear, which yeah. I use the Joanna Czech face roller. Full disclosure, she's a friend, but I've also tried a bunch of them and I love this one. And then my son actually wanted one, maybe because of TikTok. Yeah. And so I got him a cheap one. But I think I would say face tools as a whole are sort of a trend. Like we know the products yeah. and now it's like these things that like sort of, I know face yoga I've seen and, yeah. and things like that.
Which is intriguing. Yeah.
And what is next?
Okay. And our last trend, yeah, it's like messaging that's out there, a theme that we're seeing also kind of from TikTok.
So yeah, Kayleen, yeah, I opened an account or whatever you call it, set up an account, but Kayleen sends me these TikToks. I have to get my TikTok game going. Maybe that's a resolution. But I've seen this also in my, you know, sort of young, I'm seeing more since COVID 20-something clients, and this is a trend for, it's basically, I haven't seen it with the sons, a little bit with the sons, but daughters calling out their mother and father, particularly or their mother, of course, diet habit. What was, mm-hmm. maybe describe the one you sent me?
I know, because we had talked about it, and then you were like, next time you see them, send them to me. So this one right. I saw, first she had just done like a funny little TikTok. Like my mom was like, when I was your age, I was eating like a Slim Fast and a Big Mac each day. And I weighed 120 pounds. And then it got so many likes, so many views. This girl was like, I did not realize this would resonate with so many people. And then her follow-up, she like duetted her own thing, or she stitched her own for TikTok people. You know what that is. She kind of just replied to her own message. And the other thing that was in there was like, I remember one time my mom was like, she was reaching for a bagel and her mom was like, do you really need that bagel right now? And that's like a core memory that sticks out in her head too about food.
Yeah. And also like, I've probably maybe been guilty of that with like a late night snack with my kids, but do you really need that is never met with like, oh no, you know what? I really don't need that. Mm-hmm. It's met instead with like, you know, sort of some sort of conflict or guilt. So it's interesting. Kayleen and I were talking before we started recording. It's sort of like her generation and my generation. I think mm-hmm. the girl on this one had said that her mother, I think, was about my age. Of course, like if we're not making things, how can you compare what I was doing to what's happening now? Mm-hmm. And also, do you really want our kids there? I mean, this could be its own episode.
That's true. Yeah. Something to consider, but we've seen a lot of, at least there's more talk about it now, which I guess is exactly. like the first step.
Yeah, I think there's been talk about like diet culture, a whole other topic too. But I think this interplay between parents and children, and maybe we covered it a little bit in how your parents F you up with food in that episode, if people are interested. But now it's really sort of coming out into the forefront, which I like.
Exactly. So we tried to cover a range of things to look for in 2022. See what interests you. Message us if you want our take on anything new that we didn't cover. We love checking these things out. So it's interesting to see. And then speaking of new too, just an announcement due to some requests. We have a couple new shop items, or like, I guess not really items, but like we created supplement bundles. So we have, now we're going to have a starter pack. So your like supplement starter pack, we're including our double D's, which is vitamin D, Gutsy, which is our probiotic, and then Chill Pills, which is magnesium citrate, which is like a good place to start. And then we're also doing a weight loss bundle, which includes BFF, which is our berberine supplement, and then Rhodiola, which Lauren loves. We've talked about a lot on podcasts, and our omega-3s, which the Rhodiola and the omega-3s come from pure encapsulations, which we like. So then buying these bundles too reduces the price a little bit. And it's really, I think, just great for someone who doesn't know where to start.
Completely. People are a little overwhelmed. And I think like Kayleen created the bundles, but vitamin D, magnesium, probiotic, like those are your basics. Start there, right? And then if you have a weight loss goal, which not everybody does, many people do after the holidays, here are, you know, sort of three other ones to try and go from there. So I think it's a really, I mean, I in general love like a sample pack. I always get the sampler, the work done for me. So if I didn't already own these, I would be in.
Yeah. Try them out. Clearly others like it that way too. So thanks everyone for listening. There's no Q&A today, as this whole episode was really filled with your questions from over the past few weeks. So thank you for those.
Thank you for that. We have got a lot. I mean, there were a lot we didn't cover too. It was like, I think there were so many responses to this one. So follow along on Instagram at Food Trainers, at Shop Food, at Food Trainers and at Shop Food Trainers. Sign up for our newsletter and have a great week. We'll be back next week.
Bye everyone.